Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Lilydale Radio. I am Colleen Van der Zijden, the host of tonight's show. The name of this show is called Embracing Your Essence. It's all about who you are at your soul level so that you can live in the joy that is innately within your soul. So as you are joining in, please hold on. I've got to check this again. As you are joining in, please do feel free to leave me your name and where you're from, because it's always fun to know who's watching. And tonight we do have a special show planned. We are going to do a question and answer session, kind of continuing with our theme of the month, which has been the soul and the evolution of the soul. And so we're going to talk about all sorts of things tonight. And, of course, before I get to all of that, we are going to first do the details that I was going to do. Hello, everybody. I'm looking to see who's here as I try to figure out Facebook. I tell you, every day is something new on Facebook. We've got Mary, Henry, and Ashley, Alito, and Cindy. Nice to see you guys. And so what we're going to do today, as I said, we're going to talk about questions. Hi, Denise. Before we get to that, LilydaleAssembly.org, and you can find out everything that is going to be happening there in the next couple of months. The summer season is still not posted on the website yet. I do understand there were. We do open on June 24th, and we go through Labor Day. How fun is that? So, there we are. Hi, Ray. Nice to see you. And Aspen and Kim and Mary. Tanawanda and Jerry for the piano. Hi, Laura and Julie and Daniel. Nice to see you guys again. Hi, Kelly. So, as I said, we are LilydaleAssembly.org. Tonight in our special show, we are going to be talking about all about just questions and answers. Whatever you have going in your life you want to talk about tonight, we're going to do that. I do have some questions people have already asked me, so I have a little list going, so I'll start it off that way. I'll get to all that detail in a minute. My website is ColleenVanderZijden.org. Find out everything that I'm doing right there. Quick link is psychicmediumcolleen.com. And please do follow me on my Facebook page, Colleen Van der Zijden, Medium and Intuitive Life Coach. It seems that with some of the shifting of Facebook, I may have lost some followers. So if you were following me before, you might want to check it out, see if you still are. And if maybe just everybody just double-check that you're following me just to make sure. So we are doing stars again tonight. Thank you, Kylie, when you log on here. So we are going to do stars again tonight. And I did want to tell you guys about, hi, Kylie. That's funny. It popped up right as soon as I said your name. I want to tell you about the retreat I have coming up, and then we will get to our topic tonight, which is a question and answer, whatever you want to talk about, even though I have a little list of questions people have previously asked me. I have a retreat coming up the beginning of June, June 3rd through the 5th, in Casadega, New York, right around the corner from Lilydale. And we are doing, it's called Reimagine Your Life. It's all about letting go of that old programming so that you can reclaim the power of yourself and create the life you want to have. I've spoken to a lot of people lately who are wondering what's next. You know, they're feeling directionless. They feel unsure of what to do. Even if their life is going well, they feel like there should be more, that there should be something else happening. And maybe they're feeling unhappy or dissatisfied. Some people have had difficult changes in their circumstances, especially over the past couple of years, and some people are feeling confused and uncertain. So we are going to be dealing with all of those things in this retreat. It's going to be so much fun. I've been working on planning it even more, because every time I start doing it, it's so much fun. I keep adding more things. But we want to strengthen your connection to your inner wisdom, get clarity on your next steps so we can make a plan for you to move forward to create that life you want to have. We are going to talk about releasing blocks and anything that's keeping you stuck. We are going to talk about shifting emotions and letting go of those difficult emotions. We're going to discuss how to amplify intentions and manifestations, and we're going to do some self-care techniques. And we are going to do all of this with some fun stuff. We are going to do dowsing, body messages. We're going to do color creativity. We're going to work with crystals. We're going to create a life adventure board. Oh, that's going to be so much fun. We're going to do energy empowerment techniques so that we can really amplify those intentions and manifestations. We're going to work with auras, seeing and reading them. We're going to do some channeled writing. We're going to do all sorts of fun you to become your best self and living your best life, creating the life of your dreams. So that is the beginning of June. If you go to my website, ColleenVanderZijden.com, right at the very top, you will see a little banner up there, and you can click on that. It'll take you right to the page. You can find out more about it there. So hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me. What else do I have to tell you? Anything else? I think that's it. So what we're going to do tonight, we are going to do question and answer. So what do you want to talk about today? So maybe you have a situation in your life that you'd like some personal guidance with to help you live in your soul's truth. Now, your questions tonight are not psychic. It's not like, is this going to happen? Am I going to find my partner? I had somebody once ask me if somebody was going to pick them up at the airport. They wanted a psychic answer on that. And all I could think of was, you have free will and empower yourself. Ask them somebody to pick you up. Like, why are you asking a psychic medium if somebody's going to pick you up? Take your own action. So we're not going to do psychic stuff tonight. Of course, if I always feel something, I will tell you. We will not do mediumship as well. Same thing. I'm not going to do that. But we will talk about metaphysical topics, evolution of your soul, how to protect your energy when dealing with difficult people or trying to release energy. Mike had a great question about wanting to talk about the topic of love towards oneself as well as others, and we are going to talk about that. We might want to talk about how do we trust ourselves, whatever. There's so many questions we could have. You must be watching from my page, however, Colleen VanderZijden, medium and intuitive life coach. Because if you're on Lily Dale's page, I can't see the comments. I can only see one page at a time, and I'm live from my page, and it's shared to Lily Dale. So if you are on Lily Dale, you might want to pop over here if you have a question. Otherwise, you can stay there. So Colleen VanderZijden, medium and intuitive life coach. And so what else? I think that's it. You have to be on my page. I told you that. Start right out with Leanne's question, then I'll get to some of the other ones people have already asked me. And hopefully, I'm going to have my paper here in case people ask questions and I'm in the middle of something and I need to jot them down. Oh, look at the Northern Lights tonight. Well, how fun is that? I wonder if I can see them down here in Florida. Probably not. So Leanne wants to know. Okay, hold on 2 seconds. Aspen has a question. Romantic partner, eliminate blocks. Okay. Yeah, I want to make sure I write your name down. I won't be able to do too many at once. So hold your question for 2 seconds so I can answer some of the ones that already popped up already. So how can I better meditate when I am literally never alone, ever, Leanne says. Okay, now meditation is such an interesting thing. Meditation, of course, as we all know, is quieting our minds, being still. It is a challenge to do it when there are people all around us. Now, I do remember Wayne Dyer saying once that one of the best places he meditated was in the car at a red light. When the light turned red, he would close his eyes, and he joked semi-seriously that when the light changed, don't worry, somebody behind him will let you know that it's time to move forward. So that's one way. Another thing I have found with meditation is that we only need to meditate for a minute. If you've never done this, anybody, if you've never done a minute meditation, what you want to do is maybe sit in the bathroom or sit outside for a minute, literally 1 minute, and time it, and just focus on your breath for the 1 minute. You will be surprised at how you feel at the end of that minute. Set an alarm for 1 minute. Make it quiet so it doesn't shock you too much. But you can set an alarm for that, and when it goes off, you'll see how you feel. Sometimes when we think about meditation, we think we have to have a lot of time. You know, we need to have 30 minutes, an hour, even 10 minutes can be hard to find. But everybody has to go to the bathroom, and the bathroom for 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes is a great place where you can have your me time. Shut the door, lock the door. And you can be in there. Another thing that is really cool is meditation doesn't have to be just sitting there and breathing as we so frequently think it is. You can meditate while you're doing the dishes. What it is you be very mindful about what you're doing, and that is a form of meditation. When you're driving, we've all talked about this in the past, but driving is a great form of meditation. You still are aware of the road, but your mind is off someplace else. So you've got like 2 minds going, so you can meditate some while you're driving. Now, people are always talking to you all the time, Leanne. That's going to be, of course, the issue. And then what you may want to do is either find a guided meditation, a very short one online, or a piece of music that's very calming and new agey, so it doesn't have too much of a melody to it, and play that and maybe teach your kids and anybody else around you to breathe and meditate with you. So that may be something to try as well. We do have all sorts of different kinds of meditation, not just the breathing, but just the focusing, sometimes, you know, looking at the candle or some kind of a flame, those things. So try some of those, Leanne, and see if one of those will help. Ask to a romantic partner and eliminating blockages from meeting. My partner was just talking about how hard it is these days as adults to meet new people. You know, when we're a kid, we just go back on the kid's door down the street and say, hey, can so-and-so come out our way? And then we have a new friend. These days, it is a little bit harder because everybody is so busy. So in some ways, the blockage to meeting new people may be self-perception. We may be thinking to ourselves, oh, it's so hard to meet people. And it is a challenge, but that doesn't stop us from making efforts and doing that. So really, you've got two parts in your question here, Aspen. I know you're trying to tie it all in with a romantic partner, but it kind of goes together, okay? So let me address the meeting new people first. When we are living in alignment with our soul, and we've been talking about that for the whole month, right? When we're living in alignment with our soul, that means we're living from our authenticity. We are centered in ourselves. We're feeling most like ourselves. Our energy is pure. We've got that love going, that open-hearted. When we live from an open-hearted space, that's when we will start meeting people, friends as well as romantic
partners.
So my suggestion would be that it's not really so much eliminating a block as much as, well, it is letting go of a perception, but it's about choosing a new perception where we are going to choose to live from our hearts. Now, here's a tricky thing, and I've talked about this a little bit in the past. When we do intentions and manifestation, we want to do, sending energy to people, we want to do it from the purity of our hearts, okay? We don't want to do it with an ulterior motive, and we're kind of hiding it. You know, I want to meet a new partner, so I'm going to live like this, and that's how I'm going to meet a new partner. No, that's manipulating. What we want to do is say, I am going to live as my soul, I'm going to live open-heartedly, and I'm going to allow the universe to bring the right partner to me. So we're not manipulating our energy. We're not manipulating. You know, sometimes people will say, if you act better, you know, if you act differently around your family or your friends, that they will respond differently, and they will. But we don't want that to be the reason why we're acting differently. Same thing here. We don't. The reason why we want a partner, then we go, oh, I'm going to do it this way so I can get a partner. It's like, no. We're going to do it. Kind of, it feels backwards, but it's really the right way to go. Where we live with that open heart and we allow the universe to bring it. Now, so when, how can we open ourselves up to a romantic partner? Because so many of us have had bad relationships. We really have. So we have a little bit of baggage. Those things are definitely here. So we come back to that trusting that the right one is going to come in the divine light order. I know, don't we hate hearing that message? We do. We all do. We're like, oh, but we feel like we want to do something, that we have to do something. What we have to do is just be ourselves and do the best we can to create a joyful life with ourselves. Don't put off our joy saying, later on when I get a partner, I'm going to do this. No, we want to do it right now. We want to create that joyful life now. I was thinking about doing a workshop, but I may do it yet, called Our Relationship Forensics, where we look at past relationships, find out what the lessons were within those relationships, what we learned about ourselves, what we learned about our boundaries, what we learned about what we're looking for. And I may do that yet, but those are some things to consider. So my answer tonight is going to be, lift from your soul on that one, Aspen. Hello, Dan. Honing in on your intuition from yourself. That's interesting because I had that in there. And I've got a couple ideas of, you know, because people had asked me questions already, some things about intuition. What's really interesting, every year in January, I do a Courageously You group coaching program with about 7-8 people. And the point of the coaching program is to help people live in their authenticity, to be themselves, to give them strategies to handle the problems and challenges we have in our lives, where we are handling them from our authenticity as our courageous soul, right? And every year when I do this group, invariably what happens is the more connected they become with who they truly are, how they feel, what they believe is true for them, and they continue to stay open for the guidance, their intuition improves. And that's not the point of being courageously you. It's just how it is. The more you become aware of yourself and your needs, who you are, your intuition will naturally develop because you're living from your soul. Now, so to do this, how do we do that? The number one thing, and I talked about this last week on a radio show, a podcast that I was a guest on, one of the biggest things is checking in with ourselves. And I have mentioned this here and there in the past few weeks. We were taught to check in with ourselves. When we were growing up, we were taught, okay, do this, do that. Don't make other people happy. Share your toys, even if you don't want to. Stop crying, you know. So we learned to please other people. Nobody ever said to us, at least in my, I know, if you had this, you are so lucky. But nobody ever said to me, well, how are you really feeling? What do you really want? What feels right for you? You know, what's going on in your body? How does your body feel? You know, our body gives us messages if we would only pay attention. And we are going to talk about that in my retreat I mentioned earlier. We are going to talk about that at my retreat in June. So if we want to check in and feel what's going on inside, what's true for us, and we follow that, we learn more about ourselves. Now, I keep getting something banging up here. Oh, we have a Star Party Challenge.
Has started,
by the way, everybody. So encourage them to reach their goal. Okay, I don't know if you see that or if I'm seeing that. But we have stars here. You can donate stars to me. One star is one penny. And it's a way of showing gratitude and appreciation for people who are doing lives and teaching people or sharing their stories or whatever it is. And this is a volunteer endeavor. All of the Lily Del Radio shows, we all volunteer our time for this. And so we have stars, and that was Kylie's idea. So I'm just encouraging you, if you'd like to send, go right ahead and do it. So what happens when we check in with ourselves and we know what is true for us? The more we're aware of who we are, what will happen is we start to notice when we get a little bit out of alignment, start to notice our reaction isn't quite what it might have been if we were living from our soul's or we might start to notice those little body messages that say, hey, do this, do that, think about this. When our intuition comes in, it tends to be subtle. Sometimes it can bang us over the head, but lots of times it's subtle. So you want to be aware of how you're feeling so when they come in, pay attention to it. So honing your intuition, I suggest checking in. Let's give it up there. Mary, I've always been in survival mode, and I have a hard time connecting to the present. I used to do that a lot. You know, one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. I have found the quickest way for me to get out of my head, out of that sense of hurry, busy, anxiety, is to connect with my body. Okay? And literally what it is I will breathe and pay attention. How do my feet feel? You know, and come up my body. How are my legs feeling? How is my arm feeling? How is my head feeling? When you check in with your body and you want to feel the physical, think about some of these things. How does the back of your head feel? Like, is it tense back there? Because we don't really think about that. You know, we think about relaxing, lower your shoulders, relax your stomach muscles, relax your legs. And so those are things that think about the back of your head. Think about the muscles around your eyes. Think about the muscles right at your mouth. And this will help you connect in with your body. And as you start connecting with the physical sensations in your body, you'll start to relax. Then you might start noticing your breath and how your breath is working. Then you take it even further and you go kind of more inside your body, if you will, into your energy field. You might start to notice like tingling in your body. You might even start to feel how the breath expands through your body or the blood going through your veins and arteries in your body, tingling. So what you do is you bring your energy back to your body, physical body and energetic body, and that will get you right back in the present. Another phrase I use sometimes is, in this moment, everything is perfect. Because what do? We worry about what's coming. We might even worry about what we did in the past. So we worry about those things, so our mind takes off. And if I say to myself, in this moment, everything is perfect, I pay attention that literally in this moment there is nothing going wrong. And it breaks that cycle of letting our mind run away. So there you go. Try that one. Okay, Barry. How to recognize guidance when it comes. There's a certain feeling you'll have when guidance comes in, intuition, inner guidance. There's a certain feeling you'll get. It's very factual feeling. Sometimes people think when intuition comes in, it has to be the hitting over the head or something really emotional attached to it. It's really more along the lines of stop and get milk on the way home. It's more like that. We don't have any energy, emotional energy attached to that statement. I told this story before, but I'm not sure if it was here or someplace else. I was driving down the road with my daughter, and I saw a car coming, and it was nighttime. I saw the headlights coming from another direction, and I just had this feeling that the car was going to pull into my lane. And it was just a passing thought. It was no big deal. It was like that car is going to pull in front of me. And I was like, okay. And it was so clear. It wasn't, this car is going to pass in front of you, and you're going to get hit. It wasn't that kind of thing. It was just a very matter-of-fact thing. So when that car pulled in front of me, about 10, 15 feet in front of me, head on, right? I just calmly drove around the car. I went on the side of the road. So I'd gotten that warning, that message ahead of time. So it comes through fear, okay? Now, here's an example. For a parent, many of us have had this experience where our children, somebody's coming home late. My son used to be out a big partier when he was younger. And so it would be 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, and you know how that gets. Our mind starts to go crazy. And then what do, right? Oh, they've probably been in an accident. Something's happened. That's the fear talking. If what would happen with my son is I would wake up. I was sleeping already. I would wake up, and I would just know he was going to call me. And so when the phone would ring, I would answer the phone because I already knew he was going to call me. It didn't come in with that sense of, something has happened and fear-based. It was just, he's going to call me, and that's it. Lots of times, we get caught in the fear. So if you get a feeling of something, you'll start to differentiate the more you understand yourself and how. I have noticed, and I've been doing this work a long time now, I have noticed when an intuitive thing comes in, I just get up and start doing it. I whatever it is, I just start doing it. I'm working on a radio show with some ideas, and all of a sudden I'm creating a new workshop. And it's like, oh, okay, I guess this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So you'll start to recognize it. It'll be calm. It's a very subtle. There'll be a rightness feeling in your body, heart-centered, not up here. You'll feel it in your heart, not in your head. Okay. My goodness. So many things. Hold on. I'm making want to make sure if I don't answer your question, wait a little bit and then ask it again. Okay, I do want to do this one because this is important. How do we overcome fear when we hear our president say there's going to be a food shortage? Now, I have not heard that, Kelly, yet, but I also stay off the news a little bit, so I hope that isn't a psychic question. It is, sorry, disregard. It is not a psychic question because you actually asked how do we overcome fear, and that's really important, and somebody had asked me that a couple of weeks ago, and I made a note of it to make sure I would talk about it on one of our upcoming shows. So how do we overcome fear, right? Fear is huge. That's part of the reason that, and thank you for leading into it, I wrote my book, Courageously. Okay, it's all about getting unstuck and reigniting your joy. Fear is one of our big stuckinesses. I'm sure that's not a word, but it is today. Don't we? We get stuck in fear that we're not enough. We get stuck in fear that there might be a food shortage, and then we're going to be back to the toilet paper problem we had a year or two ago. So we have all of these fears that can happen. We can have a fear we're never going to find a partner, right? We can have a fear that we're not good enough. We can have a fear that we'll never be good enough. We can have a fear of this or that. It could be a physical. It could be a mental, emotional. It could be a spiritual. We could have a fear that we're not going to ever connect to our soul, for that matter, right? So in this case, I am a realist on top of everything else I am, right? I am an optimist. I am a Pollyanna at times, but I'm also a realist. There are some things that are out of our control that we cannot change. So how do we maintain fear in the face of something like this, where there may be a food shortage, which personally, psychically, I'm going, oh, no. So in this case, how do we do that? As realists, what we can do is be reasonable about making sure we have a stock. Okay? Reasonable means we don't go crazy and overstock it with, you know, a year's worth of food. Okay, we're not going to do that. Okay? So that's irrational and probably illogical. We want it real. Okay? So on top of that, though, is we also have to recognize that we have control over the direction of our thoughts. If a whole bunch of people decide there's going to be a food shortage, so if we hear something like this and people start really thinking about it, what is it give energy, right? It's going to deplete them. It's going to make more fear come out, and more people are going to feel it. The toilet paper thing, right? Because it's like, oh, we can't find it. So everybody's panicking. They can't find it. So they can take more and more and more and more and more, and then we can't find it, okay? So the more people touch into the fear, the greater it becomes. So for us, the light workers here who are watching tonight, light workers, what we want to do is be real, but also we want to choose to be positive and optimistic. We want to choose to look for the good around us. We want to choose to look for the positive things as much as possible. I know that sounds probably a little blasé for some of you, like, oh, yeah, so if I look that way, then I'm not going to have this problem. Expand your thoughts a little bit and try to look at it from a very much higher perspective. We live in a limitless world. We really do. We live in a limitless world. If we can embrace that idea in the face of times where we feel limited, but we have the faith and we do our best to believe we live in a limitless world, the universe is going to help us. Absolutely. And when, again, going back to the soul, if you're from in your soul, you are touching into the limitless abundance that is available at all times. And that does include the physical things in our lives, like food. I know somebody's out there, so they're like, oh, yeah, but that doesn't really help me. Yes, it does. When the fear comes in, redirect your thoughts and maybe do a nice intention or affirmation. I have everything I need. That's a simple one. I have everything I need. And repeat it 100 times until it gets in your head. Okay, we'll leave that one for now. Oh, this is a good one. Can your energy get mixed with someone else's to the point of losing yourself? How can we be more cautious of this? Yes, Holly, great. Yes. Okay. Being more cautious does involve checking in with yourself. Okay, now, quite a few years ago, I was in a relationship where there were problems. And here's where I went wrong. One thing, I will always tell you how I went wrong so that you don't do the same thing I did. This is how I went wrong. There were a couple things. One, at that time, I wanted to make sure I was responding to the relationship from a high spiritual perspective. What is the right choice? How do I do this? How can I speak my truth? Well, what ended up happening out of misguided part on my part is I was so concerned about causing a conflict or so concerned about hurting somebody or too scared of speaking my truth that I started to ignore what I knew. I wasn't checking in with myself as well as I should have. This was a few years ago. I don't even know how many now, 5 maybe. So I wasn't checking in with myself. And when I did check in with myself, even though I knew at my soul level that I needed to get out of this relationship, I couldn't bring myself to do it. The reason that happened is because I lost track of what was true for me. I lost track of my power. I tried so hard to keep somebody else happy. That I really did, my energy did get mixed up, and I did lose myself. I lost fear, the space of people pleasing, all sorts of things. When this happened, now see, this is me, right? You guys, if you've watched me before, you know how I am. When something happens like this in my life, I always look at it as a learning experience. What did I do that I might have done differently. And I do talk about that in my book, this whole situation in my book, Courageous for You. I do talk about that. So I shared with you some strategies in my book that you can use to redirect your thoughts, to get back into your power, to stay strong in your truth. And I realized from that relationship how I had lost myself and how I had to reclaim my power and reclaim who I really was. And when this happens, when we lose ourselves, and many of us have, we've lost ourselves, sometimes as a parent, right, or family members, because we spent so much time trying to please them, because that's what we're trained to do, that we don't even know what we want. We don't know who we are. We don't know our boundaries. We don't know what's acceptable. So a lot of us have been there where we've lost ourselves. We don't want to beat ourselves up over it and say, oh, well, you're stupid. You did it wrong. You should have done it this way. I can't believe I did that. You don't want to ever do that. Just be curious and look at it and go, okay, this is where it didn't work out. This is what I took a wrong turn here, a turn that maybe was a little side adventure, as I like to call them, you know, unexpected little side trip there. I took that, but it was important because I needed to recommit to living in my truth. So, so important. And this takes us back, Holly Jo, to our checking in. We must check in with ourselves. We have to know what's our energy and what somebody else is. If you're an empath or a sensitive, and so many people are, especially if we are empaths and sensitives, we pick up other people's energy automatically. Sometimes we don't even know we're doing it. So the more we become aware of that, and if you can recognize that, yes, you do pick up other people's energy, that's wonderful. If you can see that and be aware of it, then you can check back in with yourself. Okay, is this my energy or is this somebody else? And then you can protect your energy. There are different ways you can protect your energy, and we do have to talk about that tonight. I'm going to just jot it down. So, because I do want to talk about that. It's very important. So there are ways to do that. Checking in is good. Let's see. Okay, I think that answers you, Holly Jo. Don't worry, I'm not going to forget what I've written down already for the book. How do you deal with family and let my soul be free to move forward and do what I want to do? That's responsibilities. Thank you, Denise. That is actually a topic that a couple of the people had mentioned to me. How do we do this? How do we live our lives in our truth? How do we move forward doing what we want to do? And we don't want to let go of some of our responsibilities as much as we might want to look at the responsibility from a different angle. For me, and I said this last week, I believe, for me, it's so important to live in the truth of our soul, and we must never sacrifice for anyone or anything. Now, that brings up some tough situations and decisions. Sometimes people think, okay, if I'm having a problem with somebody in my family, that means I have to divorce them. No, there are lots of options. There are so many options. Just because you're having a problem with somebody doesn't mean you have to divorce them or leave your family or anything like that. There's lots of that. So dealing with the family, first and foremost, is always going to be you've got to know who you are, what you want. Now, it does not have to be 100%. You don't have to have it all lined out or anything like that. All you have to do is keep knowing what is your soul's truth. Everybody, you will know when you're on the wrong path because something in your body is going to constrict. Now, what I mean by wrong path, because I don't like the word wrong, actually. When something's not, how can I put this? In alignment with your vibration, we'll use the metaphysical phrases, not alignment with your vibration, you will have a constriction in your body. For me, if something happens and I know it's bothering me for some reason, right? Okay, my stomach will go and constrict. I will just feel it in my stomach. The more we're aware of those things, the easier it becomes to trust ourselves, right? You'll notice, so say, okay, so let's say, Denise, and this applies to anybody else. Now, I did mention this last week as well. Lots of times when I'm talking to somebody, what I say to somebody here may apply to a lot of you as well. So, of course, if something makes sense to you, it resonates with you, as we like to say, take the information somebody wants you to do something and you don't want to do it. You're ready to do something else. You know, you want to go in a different direction. You don't want to keep doing the same thing you've always done. You want to be free, if you will, from those responsibilities. So what's going to happen is we have to, number one, physically understand, and the physical, we want to understand that people around us don't like change. They don't like when we change. If we change, they are going to push back. It's just the way it is. So we have to choose to stay strong with what we want. You can let them know in kind terms that the way it is. And thank you so much for your support and understanding right from the beginning. So you're telling them how to respond, and then you do what you have to do to stay on their path. We always have a choice, and I feel like we forget that. We forget we have a choice. We think we have to keep doing what we've always done, because that's what people expect, or that's what we expect. But we don't have to keep doing, we don't want to anymore, then we have a choice on how we're going to do it. We get to move forward. Our soul will guide us. Make the commitment to yourself to be committed to yourself. Ooh, how about that phrase? Pretty, really poorly said sentence. Decide to make the commitment to live as your soul as best you can. Just because we have responsibilities doesn't mean we can't let them go, change them, reframe them. Sometimes, you know, when I was teaching, and I taught a long time, 30-something years, the last few years, I was ready to be doing something else. I loved my job. I loved my students. I had so much fun there, but I was ready to do something else. I ended up having to reframe how I was going in there and look for the joy and create more joy there. And that really helped me handle it. So I wasn't ready to retire just yet financially. So I made the choice to keep going. Okay, but we don't always have to do that. I hope that helps a little bit. I'm sure there's more. Linda, do our loved ones worry about us on the other side? They do not worry about us on the other side. And our loved ones don't miss us either. Our loved ones know how we're doing, and they are happy. They are at peace. They know what's going on here. They don't have the human emotion that we go, oh, no, I hope you're going to be okay. They don't do that.
All they do is love you.
They love you. They don't worry about you. I know that can blow people's minds when I say something like that. Let's see. You know what I'm going to do? I have a lot of, now if I do not get your comments tonight, if you want, I can continue this next week, because that was fun, isn't it? Just talking about all sorts of different things. I'm enjoying it. Let's talk a little bit about people who are protecting your energy, especially with difficult people, because I do want to talk about that. It's such a big one, especially for people who are on the soul growth path, because we do get that pushback, and it's hard sometimes, it can be hard, to stay committed. It really is. And because what do we do, right? We waver. And then when we waver, we beat ourselves up. And as our soul, we want to show self-love. And we want to accept ourselves. So if you have difficult people around, maybe the people who squash your dreams, or maybe they're just so negative. And every time you're around them, there's that energy vampire, you know, they just suck your energy dry, and you just feel so drained. So how do we change this? How do we uplift and clear that energy? How do we protect ourselves from this emotional turmoil? So there's a few thoughts we have, and I will also actually give you some energetic things to try to help you protect your energy. I find them very helpful for myself. So some things to think about. Number one, you are responsible. You're self-responsible. You are responsible for how you handle everything around you. You're responsible for your responses to situations and difficult people. If you know you automatically react to people quickly and you don't take that pause before you react, then you know that information and you can choose to take that pause before you react. Okay? People used to say count to 10. I don't know if they still do. So that's the first thing, being aware of how you respond to people, especially the difficult ones. The next thing is acceptance. Stop trying to change other people. So many times our memory, our pain, our emotional turmoil is because we are so upset, we're triggered by somebody else's behavior. And we'll say, well, they always do this to me. They always say that. They always, you know, they never listen to me. They that. They are not going to change. It's almost impossible. They're not going to change. So instead, what if we moved into accepting this is just the way they are? If you accept that, you will let go of the feeling or the need that you have to change them. You have to fix them. They have to be different in order for you to accept it. You let go of all of that. You let go of that. Okay, so that part's gone. So you just got rid of a couple layers there of emotional turmoil. This doesn't mean you approve of them. Doesn't mean you approve of their behavior. You just accept this as the way it is. Okay? So let go of those expectations. Then, how are you going to handle it? You have a choice. You can do whatever you want. Free will. Power of choice. So how are you going to handle it? So I like to plan in advance myself. Okay? I like to, if I have somebody that I know I'm going to be talking to that's a little bit challenging, I like to plan it in advance. How am I going to do it? You know, what we don't want to do with that definition of insanity and keep doing the same thing over and over again that you always do, decide in advance. Just because they're family doesn't mean you have to put up with their crap. You don't have to. You don't. So how are you going to do it? Are you going to bite your tongue? You know, be intentional. Just bite your tongue and not say anything. And just breeze it through and let it go. Just let it go. Or are you going to decide to speak your truth because maybe you never did before? Are you going to do that? Are you going to figure out what your boundaries are? Okay, if somebody says this to me, then I'm actually going to leave. I'm going to go back home. Or I'm going to go out and leave the room. Sam, what are your boundaries? What's acceptable? And how do you handle it? Especially if it's a repetitive situation. You have a lot of information on that. You don't want to blame somebody else for how you feel. When you blame somebody else for how you feel, you are in victim mentality. When you're in victim mentality, you are not empowered. When you're disempowered, you are not in your soul energy. Your soul is intentional. Your soul goes there. So you want to detach from the emotions by going, okay, that's the way they are, and this is what I'm going to do. Okay? Now, here's something else you can do with this in terms of learning. And when I played with this a lot many years ago. It was so much fun, and it got me out of the emotional stuff in my head. So if somebody triggered me, you know, they did something or said something, and I got triggered. So I became aware of my trigger, and then I wanted to know what I could do, what I could learn about myself from that situation. So why am I triggered? Okay, what has happened here? Are they doing something that I need to learn about myself? Are they mirroring something about me that I may not even expect? It is certainly possible. Okay? So if somebody's not listening to me, either they never listen to me. I can't believe it. They never hear anything I'm saying. In this case, what I would do, because they're mirroring back to me, reflecting back to myself, well, if there's something in myself where I am not listening to someone else, or am I not listening to myself, my truth? So I would take it and look at it that way. Are they showing me something I need to address within myself? That can help you when you're triggered by somebody. We have to be careful sometimes because the people who bug us and bother us and irritate us and frustrate us, when we are triggered, it's usually feeding into some kind of false belief about ourselves, that we are not good enough in some way. It's feeding into that. If you can become aware, you'll catch those. Okay, now, I'm going to, Kathy just started reading my book. I'm scrolling down. Thank you so much, Kathy. I do want to say, anybody who has been reading my book or has read my book, please leave me a review on Amazon if you got it from there. The way to do that is to go into your account, your orders, and then leave it from there. Sometimes Amazon won't post the reviews if they think like somebody's just making it up. They want to make sure you're a verified buyer. So if you've read my book and you liked it and it helped you or is helping you, feel love that. Okay, I see you, Tiffany. I'm going to get to that in 2 seconds. Well, I'll get to that in 2 seconds. We will see. I want to give you some energetic things. I do want to talk about this.
Okay. Okay, I'm looking to see, because I wrote down some stuff because I knew I wanted to share with you. So I want to see which ones I want to show you.
Okay, here's some things. I'm going to give you 1, 2, 3 things. These are 3 energetic things that can help you protect your energy. Okay, the first one is, now these are acupressure things. What you do is you press someplace, and what you're doing is you're working with your energy flow. Okay? So this one is for nervousness, irritability, frustration, depression, emotional imbalance. So what you do is at the center of your breastbone, about 3 thumb widths up from the bottom of the bone. I'll get up a little bit higher so you can see it. So it'd be about here. And what you do is you press there. Okay? And what this does is it will help release some of that energy of the emotional imbalance. And it will strengthen your spiritual connection. You can also do your third eye, too. That's there as well, to strengthen that spiritual calm. So if you're feeling frustrated, you know, you're talking to your uncle and he's a jerk, you can just sit here like this and have no idea what you're doing, and it will help break that energy flow and calm you down. This might get a little attention, so try this one first. Okay, now another one, this is also for emotional imbalance, fear, nervousness, anxiety, or forgetfulness is on the little finger side, okay, of your hand. There's a crease in your wrist. There's a little bone right here. There's a crease right there. If you press that, not too hard. I don't want to press like the nerves in there. But if you press that, that will get you back into balance and alleviate anxiety. So this can help you protecting your energy. And this, you put your left hand on your heart and your right hand on your third chakra, which is about the middle of your stomach. Okay, that's your third chakra, is the middle of the stomach, a little bit above your belly button. There, that's your personal power area. Okay, you put your hand there and one on your heart. And what you're doing is you're creating a circuit between your personal power and your love.
Okay.
You have a love, and remember the love, it goes with your soul. You do that, you create a circuit there. This strengthens your energy and gets you back into power. You breathe with it, and so it's, you could do this with a 1-minute meditation or even a 30-second meditation for that matter, with your intention of strengthening that power. I love these kinds of energy things because they're so simple and so helpful. Another thing, all of a sudden I want to talk about this one too. Another thing that can help is, you know how when we get caught up in negative energy or negative people, our energy gets a little horrible, right? If we put our arms up like in a V shape, okay, with the palms up, say like this, we inhale and then we exhale and we bring our hands down like this in front of our body, that's pushing the energy down and then up to the side. I teach this all of the time when I do healing workshops or workshops that involve clearing energy or strengthening our power. We do this, we come up with this and down. What we're doing is bringing in good energy and we're releasing energy, pushing it down and out. So this releases energy and brings in the positive. I do that a lot if I start to get a little overwhelmed in my head. So that's a couple of the, One more thing for protecting your energy. Is setting that intention in the morning. You know, I used to do it with my arms like this. I made a circle around me with my arms, and I would say something along the lines of, I send my energy out, and I protect my energy today. This is my boundary. Only positive energy will enter space. And I would say it aloud, and I would do that motion because it would give me a boundary, a delineation between my energy and everybody else's. And that can help a lot, too, to protect your energy. Awareness, of course, I have talked a lot about that. I'm sorry, but it's important. So, let's see. Rebecca, I got to see all this thing. I strive to remain a calm center or her workplace is a vortex of negativity. Oh, tend to try and make their problems mine, working to redirect their negativity. It's totally drained. Your advice for stopping and checking in is a technique I'm going to work on. Yes, it does work, and definitely. I used to put on my phone to have it pop up every, you know, hour or two to breathe, stop and breathe, check in, relax my body. That may help, too, having something like that. Let me talk about Tiffany's question right away so I'm not hanging on too long here. She wants to know what a soul's purpose is. Okay. Now, we've talked a bit about the soul in the past, a few weeks here. And the soul, remember, is an expression of who you truly are. Your and how you express it is unique. But at the soul level, all of us are all about love and some form of love, compassion, kindness, peace. We all have joy. We all have it. It's all in there. It's just gotten hidden underneath layers of life crap, right? But it's there. It's still there. It hasn't gone anywhere. It's always there. It's whole within you. It is now broken into pieces because of circumstances you may have experienced. So that is all in there. Your soul's purpose is to express yourself.
Huh.
Right? The soul's purpose is and you, as the individual unique person, you get to decide how are you going to be loved by yourself, for yourself? How are you going to express your joy? How are you going to have the meaning in your life? Whatever grabs your interest is usually where you're going. Hi, Annette. Nice seeing you. Greetings to you in July. Yay! Oh, yes, I do want to mention that. So, in case you don't know who I am Colleen Vanderzijn with ADM at Lilydale. I'm also a certified intuitive life coach. My book recently came out.
Strategy. Full of strategies to help you be you, no matter what is happening in your life.
Handle your sickest circumstances, your challenges, your difficulties. Help you get back into flow and get unstuck. All of that. Okay. Now, Lilydale, opening up June 24th, to Labor Day. I already have some days this summer where I am still. People are, every day, I have more and more emails coming in. I was just gone for a couple days, so I haven't, they're not all in my book yet, but I have to add them in. So if you are planning to come to Lilydale this summer and you want a reading from me or anybody else, any there, you will want to contact them probably sooner rather than later, as soon as you know your plans, when you think you're going to come. Because I know last summer I was booked solid, and I expect it's going to be the same this year. So you will want to book your appointment as soon as you know that. I still have lots of openings, and I'm sure the other mediums do too. But I do know there are certain days where I am totally booked already. So wanted to give that to you. Rebecca, yes, she says it can be exhausting to stay committed. It can be. Because, and this is why, okay, we want to do our best to stay committed to ourselves, to our soul growth, to expressing ourselves. It's exhausting because what's happening is we are changing our vibration. We're raising it. We are changing old patterns and habits, the old ways that we have been living for years. Years we have been living a certain way. And now we're being intentional. So it takes a little bit more work to be intentional. But once we've established the habit, the pattern of checking in with ourselves, paying attention to our needs, using our situation, circumstances, events, things that don't go quite the way we want them to, using them as an opportunity to learn more about ourselves, be curious, open to it, and then it's not as exhausting. It doesn't take long for you to move into that playful nature. We want to be playful. We want to look at life as a fun game. That's why I called my book, the subtitle, Magical Mind Games. Okay? They're magical. They're fun. They're games. We want to play with things. Okay? So we got to give ourselves a break. If we do get too tired, if the exhaustion, we're just like, oh, it's so hard to do this. It's too difficult. And we say those things to ourselves. We're actually affirming it. And we don't want to affirm if something is hard. We might say instead, you know, like we don't want to say this is so hard to live in my soul. So hard. We want to say, I'm enjoying living in my soul's truth. I'm enjoying loving my life. I love my life, everything that happens. So we want it to be positive. In the back of my book, actually, this might be a good time, if you have the book, and if you haven't found it yet, there is a self-talk substitution guide back here. Okay, self-talk substitution guide, where is it? And what I did was I took some of the inner critic phrases or phrases we might say to ourselves and wrote substitutions so you could come up with them. So let's see, I'm sure I have one in here that might be helpful. I always have to do everything. You know, sometimes we feel like we have to do everything. Years old, 4 years old. If you're watching my show, I doubt it. because you're already evolved. You're already aware of the soul. You're already aware of love. So I cannot imagine that you would do that.
Okay?
I really can. But if you catch yourself doing it with yourself, because you know how it is, sometimes we treat ourselves worse than we treat everybody else. But if you catch yourself, pause and say, okay, would I say this to a 3-year-old? Would I say, oh, you're so stupid? Oh, my.
No, you would not.
That would be horrible. So think about that. A little way to help shift and open up to that love. And sometimes it does help, you know, like I said, to have a professional therapist or even a coach. You know, some of my coaching clients or my coaching groups or even workshops, we will talk a bit about self-love and change that self-perception. You know, who are we really? One of the things I always do, it's in my book, and a lot of my workshops, I do it with personal coaching clients, is I want them to change their self-perception, to recognize their positive qualities, to recognize how amazing we are, each one of us, amazing. We want to have that as much as possible. Okay. Rebecca says, so funny, I've been doing those gestures for years, wondering why it helps companies, right? It gets weird. You just kind of learn how to do things. Okay, now, if you were on Lilydale's page, and I'm sorry I didn't see your comments, I will go through them, don't you worry, and I will write down more questions. And if you guys want to, I can do this again next week. I really am enjoying just going where you want me to go. And if I didn't cover a topic fully enough for you, feel free to write it in the comments now. And I will write it all down, and we will talk about it next time. Because I have no problem repeating myself or adding new information. Let's see. I'm looking to see what else. One more thing I do want to talk about. So you add your more comments, add your more comments. Sorry, Deb Sutton. When I'm in the flow of spirit, there is no sentence structure. And it seems before I make up my own words, it's everything. So that's the way it is. So one thing I do want to talk about before we go is handling a family estrangement. Okay, that comes up a lot in living and a lot with coaching
too.
And before I do that, my website, colinvanderzijden.com. If you're interested in my retreat, go to the top and check out the banner right there. You can click on that. That is the seats are limited and are filling up on the faster side. So if you are interested, better sooner than later to register for that as well. Okay, so family estrangement. That's always tricky because sometimes we don't know why somebody's not speaking to us. Or we may know why they're not speaking to us, but in our opinion, we feel like they have not accurate perceptions, shall we say. So what can we do in that case? If we are secure in who we are, and we truly believe that the other person is having an issue, and it's not our fault, okay? It's not our fault. We've looked at ourselves. We've done the work. If we're secure in our truth, we can recognize that their path is their path, and we can't necessarily fix it,
okay?
If we can look at our lives and we realize we have made mistakes that have contributed to somebody else's perception, and they're not wanting to speak to us anymore, then we can use our responsibility to do the best we can to apologize and make it right. Then it is up to them, their path, to accept the apology and choose to move forward or not. We can only do what we can do, okay? In the other way, we have chosen not to speak to someone else because of our situation, what maybe they have, and I'm going to put this in quotes, done to us. If that is the case, somebody has been extremely hurtful to you repeatedly. You've decided, you know what, I'm done. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm just done. When you look at that situation, and you may have worked a lot to heal yourself from past events with that person, and you can see, you know what, they are the way they are, and you recognize they're not going to change, okay? Remember, that doesn't mean you approve of it. And then you have that choice. Are you going to maintain a relationship or not? And if you decide to protect your energy, keep yourself mentally and physically healthy, that you have to do this, you have to have an estrangement, not someone that is your right to do. I encourage everyone who is experiencing or has experienced any kind of family estrangement to look at themselves very deeply and ask themselves, okay, did I contribute to this? Am I seeing this situation as clearly as I possibly can? Now, sometimes we learn as we get older that what we thought was true wasn't. That can apply to us and the other person. Sometimes we recognize, oh, man, I really did screw that up. Oh, yeah, you know what? They start to say, oh, I really did, you know, and they just looked at it differently. So to not get caught up and entangled in those sad emotions, to not get caught up and entangled in angry emotions, got to keep working with the emotions to let it flow. Recognize your path is yours, theirs, theirs.
That helps a lot.
Okay? Yes, it is sad. If, for example, as I have, actually, and other people do, if you have a child who is no longer speaking to you, and they're at the age where you think, oh, man, they should be having their family now, you know, and don't know if you're going to be seeing those grandkids if it happens or anything like that, you have to just go trust the process. Do whatever we have to do to keep ourselves healthy. And that means sometimes we have to go, you know what, I'm just going to trust the universe to fix this situation as best it's going to be. And, you know, in my case, I know I did the best I could. And so I'm very secure in my truth with this. But there are others who do struggle. So if you're in that kind of thing, just look at everything as honestly and openly as you can. If you're curious. But remember, everybody has their own path.
You can't fix
can't make them be something they're not. And they can't make us be something they're not. Okay, this felt like a dialogue. Yes, fun, isn't it? Kind of fun to just see what you guys love to talk about. I like that. What is their part in the current situation? And to breathe, Jen says, social team group. Yes, so important. So important. Okay, I suppose I could stop talking. So I want to thank you all for sending stars today. That was fun. And also for asking questions. If I missed your questions, as I said, I will go back in and I will write them down. And if I have enough questions or if people saying they want to do it again, then I'll just do it again. Unless Spirit comes in and tells me I need to talk about something else.
And you know what? It always works out just exactly the way
it's supposed to work out. So we don't have to worry about it. So you can find me at ColleenVanderZijden.com. And please do follow me on my page right now. Colleen VanderZijden, Medium and Intuitive Life Coach. Just go right to the top of the page and see if you are following me. If it says you are following, then you are. But you know some of my most active followers are not literally following. Do that. Okay. So what else is today? LearnedAssembly.org. That's out in one more time. So you guys have a wonderful week, and I will see you next week. And thank you so much for your questions. It was a lot of fun.